A military government remains in control in Myanmar, the country once known as Burma, and that government continues its crackdown after pro-democracy demonstrations. Troops have been raiding homes in the city of Yangon. Loudspeakers broadcast this message: "We have pictures. We're making arrests." We've called Sherry Villarosa, the chargé d'affaires in Yangon for the United States. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Would you explain what you're doing there, just because it might surprise some Americans to learn we still have an embassy in a place like this?
Well, I think the embassy has a very important role to bear witness to what is going on and make sure the rest of the world knows what's really happening inside this country.
But there's no ambassador there, correct?
No, there hasn't been an ambassador since 1990, so I am the chief of mission.
And as you move around the streets to the extent that you can, what have you seen in the last day or two?
Well, there's a semblance of normalcy has returned, but it's a different atmosphere. It's much tenser than it was before. People are upset about what's happened to the monks. They revere the monks. They have tremendous respect for them. Also, by the monks going out in the street, that emboldened people to join them.
You're talking about monks who were among the leaders in the pro-democracy demonstrations in recent weeks and who have now been the targets of a crackdown.
Right. Well, and ordinary citizens have also been targeted. It's a very wide net that has been cast.
And may I ask about the government here? A United Nations Special Envoy has been to see them. Have you noticed any sign of change or a softening of their position?
None.
And have you been able to be in contact with them directly?
No, I've been invited to go up to Naypyidaw, the new capital, for a briefing on the current situation tomorrow.
Would you be optimistic in this situation that you'll hear anything that would impress you?
I am the eternal optimist. I would hope so, but we'll see.
Do you have in your mind any kind of pressure from inside or outside the country that would move the military government to change its point of view?
I think the international community speaking out much more critically than they have ever done before is going to have an impact. There are people here who are concerned about their international image.
The thumbnail description of this government has been that it's extraordinarily isolated and isolationist. They don't seem to care at all what the international community thinks. What evidence do you see recently that they perhaps might?
I can't cite any specifics, but I think there's more and more Burmese that are aware of what has happened in the countries around them, how much they've progressed while this country has moved backwards.
And do you see any evidence that this crackdown of recent days has in any way backfired, built up even more opposition to the regime?
Yes, in terms of ordinary citizens, because of how brutally it was put down. I mean, they went to great lengths to be very peaceful and well-behaved.
Have you been able to contact in any way pro-democracy leaders in this period?
Well, most of the people that we had contacts with have been arrested in the past month.
That makes me wonder if the pro-democracy movement has been in some way decapitated in recent days.
I know the Burmese people, and there will be other leaders that come forward.
Ms. Villarosa, I have one other question I'd like to just clear up, if I might. We've been calling the country Myanmar. I know for many years the United States insisted on continuing to call it Burma, the old name from before the military junta took over. What are you calling it?
Well, I call it Burma, and when there is a legitimate government in place, then we will call it whatever it wants to be called.
Sherry Villarosa is the most senior American diplomat in what the government there calls Myanmar. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.